The House accepted a Senate bill taking the first steps toward a hydroelectric dam on the Susitna River, designed as a source of electricity for the entire rail belt. The bill authorizes initial permitting and field studies. The capital budget contains $65 million to get the work started, but supporters estimate that the dam's final cost will be more than $4 billion. Anchorage Republican Lance Pruitt said that hydroelectric power is essential for the rail belt's future, and he reminded members to keep the project in their view.
You've heard me talk about the importance of hydroelectric power, and there's no question that it is and will continue to be a part of our energy solution. If we are going to make it to 50% renewable by 2025, we need to pass substantial legislation like this. I urge your support as we move forward in Alaska's future.
Dillingham Democrat Bryce Edgman reminded members that low-cost energy is a statewide goal. He said prices are continuing to go up to what he called the code red levels the state saw in 2008.
So what I'm hoping is that this project definitely will help us, amongst all the other energy projects that we've considered this session, will help lead us next session into even more robust discussion on the entire energy situation in Alaska, because it's not just long-term oriented, it's also short-term and near-term oriented as well.
The bill also provides money for two smaller dams. Both involve loans to build projects in Cordova and on Prince of Wales Island. The bill passed both the House and Senate on unanimous votes. It now goes to the governor.